This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Electoral College electors made Donald Trump the 45th president of the United States Monday. Efforts to inspire infidelity managed to change some votes. In so doing, however, the effort produced the final snub to Hillary Clinton as she lost more of her Electoral College votes than did President-elect Trump. Washington State's Republican Secretary of State is recommending 4 prosecutions for faithless electors. The Supreme Court Monday killed Merrick Garland's nomination to the High Court. The court ruled that the U.S. Senate is indeed able to kill nominations by simple inaction. Abortion may have been the undoing of a pro-abortion Republican in Houston. Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson refused to prosecute allegations of infanticide by a Houston abortionist and found her charges against 2 pro-life investigators behind the abortion specimen scandal easily overturned in court. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Breast cancer experts are blasting Texas, saying that state officials only tell half the story of the abortion-breast cancer link. In an informed consent brochure for those considering abortion, state officials only say that pregnancy affects chances of breast cancer and tiptoes around dozens of studies showing a direct link from abortion to breast cancer. Critics say women deserve the direct truth in informed consent literature. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.